Hey girls, good morning. It's Friday here on the island. Another day. My third podcast in a row. I'm doing really good, I think. Staying regular, getting this out every day at 9:30. I'm on a schedule, so this is good. And my kids just got off to school. I have nothing else to do. I cleaned the house, I made the beds, I threw in a load of laundry, the dishwasher's on. I'm watching TV. There's another hurricane that's going to hit the East Coast. What else is new? It's been raining here for, I think, like 85 days straight in New York. It's gloom and doom. Other than that, I have Dana in Michigan this morning. Hey, Dana.
Hey, Darla.
So I had a bad morning with my kids, and it was like mommy dearest. Both the kids, I had to smack them both before they went out the door. They went to school with red faces, my kids. So I'm waiting for the school like counselor to call me and think they're abused. My son is such a pain in the neck. I wanted to kill him this morning. I think I'm going to send them both to boarding school. The whole happy housewife movement is over, women. It's over. I'm sending the kids to boarding school. I'm going back to work full time. I went and bought Connor all these new clothes for school. He picked them out. We were at the store. Then this morning, it was like a bloodbath getting him to put on any of his new clothes. He wanted to wear his ratted out old clothes. He went to
Oh.
so he went to school looking like a slob. He and Hannah ended up fighting while I was getting dressed. I heard them screaming. I went into the bathroom. Connor put Hannah's toothbrushes in the toilet bowl. Two brand new toothbrushes. So now I have to go and return the toothbrushes. Now, I don't smack my kids in the face. I mean, they have barely even gotten hit by me. I mean, a couple times. I'm anti-hitting. But I grab Connor. Do you ever grab your kids in their face, like you're face to face and you're holding onto their heads? And I'm like, right in his face. I'm like, you scare you go to boarding school. I can't take it. I really almost snapped his whole head off. It was
You
a
know,
bad morning. I wish there were cameras here because people would really be hysterical if they saw what my morning was like. And I have a bad heart. I have been diagnosed with a bad heart. Did I tell you this?
I think you did, yes. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, you remember I was in the hospital for 4 days in the spring. To make a long story short, one of my cords that holds my heart together is ripped.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, so now I can say this to the kids every day, every time they aggravate me. You're gonna give me a heart attack!
No, you could actually tell them that they're ripping your heart out, and it's kind of true.
You're killing me!
Oh my gosh.
How bad is that to say to a little kid? So that's what my morning was like. I'm in a sweat right now. I'm just can't believe. I can't believe. Why can't I have like a calm household?
I don't know. You know, when you were relating the story about Connor, last year we had that almost every day with my oldest daughter, and it drove me crazy, and so I'm just keeping my fingers crossed we don't have that those situations so much this year because they're
In the grand scheme of things, does it matter what he wears to school? No, he's a great student. But it's so upsetting to me that he doesn't care about his appearance. He's such a slob. He would go days without changing his shirt. He doesn't care about brushing his hair. He is I don't know how to get him out of this slob mode. I would love to hear from other moms on this. What, I mean, is your daughter a slob, Dana?
No, she's just, I mean, she's just so into clothing and, you know, we'll take her shopping, she'll pick something out and, you know, she loves it, and then we get home and maybe it's like a quarter of an inch too short or, you know, she's really, really particular about how things
Well, you know what, the
fit
kids,
her.
they're just too spoiled. They have too many choices. Hannah has like 25 pairs of pants. I mean, they're just so spoiled. They have so many choices, too many clothes. When I was a child, I think that I had like, I'm looking back, I remember my mother would take us school shopping and we would get five outfits, one for every day of the week, and my mother would pull out the outfit and we would wear it. Because if you didn't wear you knew that you were going to be in big trouble.
Right.
The kids, I think that we have totally overspoiled our kids. And if you look at what's going on in society, when I was a kid, Dana, when we were kids, the only shows we had on TV was what? American Bandstand. When we were teenagers, when we were kids, Mr. Rogers and Sesame Street. The children today have entire television networks, Disney
Devoted.
Channel, Noggin, Nickelodeon, right? The Cartoon Network. Everything is geared towards them. When we were kids, Dana, there were no toy stores. Do you remember? There was a toy section in Sears.
I remember picking out Christmas presents through the Penny's catalog.
Right, there was like three aisles in Sears. Now there's Toys R Us. There's, what else? There's another one, KB Toys. Everywhere you go.
Yep.
I think that this whole society is too focused on the children. I say, take away their rights. away their rights.
You know, it's funny that we're talking about this morning because I have spent the last 2 days going through my house and downsizing because I'm sick of the clutter. And the amount of stuff that I pulled out of the toy room and the kids' bedroom was unbelievable. Stuff that they don't even play with.
Right. And how about how expensive some of these toys are? Okay, you have Game Boys, $100. The games for the Game Boys are $50. I was just looking through. I get this Pottery Barn catalog. Do you get that?
I don't get that one, no.
All right. Well, who the hell do they think they are, Pottery Barn? I'm looking through this catalog. I'm laughing. They have a kitchen set where I look and the stove is $200-something. The refrigerator is $200-something. Everything is so over the top. It's so ridiculous. You could give a baby a few pots and a few wooden spoons and they're absolutely happy.
And a couple empty boxes.
Right, and I'm guilty of this because I'm one of those moms who wants to get everything for my child and who wants to give them the best. I have, you know, a swing set out there that cost thousands and thousands of dollars. When I was a kid, we had a metal swing set. It lasted my whole childhood. But now I have one of these big cedar jobs with the twisty tube slide.
Yep.
The trampoline.
And they're
still bored.
And they're still bored.
I think it's boot camp, kid boot camp here at my house. I've had it. And it's only this, we're only into the third day of school. I'm sending them to boarding school. Are there any boarding schools? I wouldn't even know how to find one.
I don't know, but they must be out there. My dad used to threaten me with boarding school when I was a kid.
Yeah, my mother used to drive me by an old abandoned building and tell me it was an orphanage.
Oh, my God.
And she would drive us by there, and she would act like she was going to leave us there. And I swore I would never threaten my kids like this. And I know Meta is going to listen, and she's going to say, you should never threaten your children or be sarcastic. She's right. I don't want to be this evil stepmother. I don't want to be this evil mommy dearest, you know? Not that I am a stepmother. I mean, they're my children. I gave birth to them. But I don't want to be like this.
Right.
And I want to control myself. But when I saw the toothbrushes in the toilet, I lost it.
I was thinking that only girls did things out of spite, but it's kind of nice to know that the boys do it too.
Yeah, my son, I don't know what I'm going to do. And you know what? He's getting bigger than me now.
You're kidding.
Pretty soon he can take me. I'm not going to be able to constrain him. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't know.
I need to talk to Vicky on this. She has five boys. I need to find out how to get this kind of mommy respect. You know what I mean? I think, right. I think my kids, I've always made them my friends, which is the worst thing I could have done.
Yeah.
They have no respect for me.
I've always went into it. You know, when they scream, I hate you or you're not my friend. I just look at my girls and I say, you know what? I wasn't put on this earth to make you my friend. I'm here to be your mom, whether you like me. I'm just very cut and dry about it. I don't let it hurt my feelings.
Well, I'm going to have to. You see, now I'm thinking, I feel guilty. How can I make it up? How can I make things good after school, make things happy? Where I should be saying, they're going to be punished after school for acting this way this morning. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. This whole mommy stuff sucks. I quit.
Oh, you know, I incorporated that, the champ ladder idea. That Lisa Wills had.
Right. Lisa Wills has that champ ladder. I tried it. Kind of just ripped it right off the refrigerator.
Oh.
I tried it. And I tried hanging it up. It doesn't work in my house. But that goes back to me, to the fact, you know what it is? I have to get the champ ladder. I have to, like, laminate it and, like, put it on the wall that they can't take it down.
Yep.
And I have to be serious about it. I really have to do it. But it is a great idea. She has the website. What is it? Champladder.com?
Yes. Yes.
Cute idea, ladies. It's a reward system that when your child gets, when they're at the top of the ladder, they have full privileges. And when they start to be bad, they move down the ladder and their privileges are taken away.
Right. And it's very cut and dry, you know. And the thing I liked about it is it keeps my husband and I on the same page as far as where the girls are at.
That's a good idea. A sex ladder.
Oh my
When
gosh,
your husband,
Darla.
when your husband's good, he gets full privileges. Well, not full privileges, as we read on the website this week.
Can you
I
believe
can't
it?
believe some of the sicko sex stuff that's going on in this website.
I know.
Girls, it is not sexy to do some of this stuff. I didn't even know about some of these things that people are doing in their bedrooms.
Well, I didn't know about some of it, and the other stuff, I thought I knew what it was, and I apparently have a different rendition.
I don't know, naive or whatever, but I think this whole society is way too sexed up. I think people have lost their minds. I have a totally hot, wonderful sex life with my husband, and we are having like regular sex. Not, I mean, there's all different positions. You could have fun in all different positions, doing all fun different things. You could even play with some toys. But as far as I'm concerned, there's one way to have sex. The penis goes into the vagina. Okay? Now, what's next? Listen, if you left it up to men, they would stick their penis in your eardrum if they could.
Gosh,
They would
they
stick it in
probably
your nostril, the smallest hole they could find. All right? This is ridiculous. But seriously, you could have a totally wonderful sex life and have normal sex. Did you ever see this HBO Real Sex show?
No.
It's freaky. There are people out there who are totally insane. Like they go and get shrunk, like shrunk wrapped their bodies.
I've seen that. Yes,
How
I
is
have.
that sexually fun to shrink wrap yourself? I would be screaming. I'd be like, I can't breathe. Shrink wrap yourself and let your penis and your vagina be exposed. How is that
Oh,
sexy?
I don't know.
And this other girl, I don't know if you saw this episode. She went to like a sex club. And she went, like, you meet all these other people and you have these orgies and stuff like that. I skeeve everyone. I am grossed out by everyone. How could you just go into a club and do something like that?
I don't know. I don't, I, it just dumbfounds me, some of the stuff that people are
I don't
into.
get it. And I know that there are these key parties that happen where people go and they take someone else's key and they go home with it. Listen, who the hell wants to go home with someone else's husband? Barely want to be with, have sex with your own husband. Are you kidding me? Get the hell out of here and look at half of the way half of these husbands look out there.
I know. I
I
know.
mean, ugh, that's really, I'm shocked by all this stuff. I don't understand how we became such a freako, sexed up, lunatic society.
I don't know either.
I mean, the porn sites, there are over 4 million porno sites.
Yes.
Who
Yes, there is.
is visiting these porn sites? I don't get it. And any of the porn that I've ever seen, they're gross. They're not even made well. I mean, you
No.
would think somebody could come out with a sophisticated, nice porn product. With beautiful girls. Do you ever see some of these women in these porno movies and the men? They're so ugly.
They're ugly and they act very badly. It's just so stupid.
It's so stupid. Really, if you're going to look at porn, if I'm going to look at porn, first of all, I think it's disgusting. I don't even like it. I think there's nothing uglier than a man's genitalia.
I
What is uglier than seeing those balls and that penis hanging down?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's so disgusting. I think it's repulsive. And women, unless you have perky little B cup or C cup boobs, half of these women in the porno movies, they have these stretched out long, you bangy boobies. And they're like disgusting. So this is what I'm saying. If they can't come up with two perfect bodies, right? Nice, actors that look good. Who the hell wants to see two slobs having sex? I
Well,
don't get it.
apparently somebody does because they sell big money. They get big money.
I think people look sexier with their clothes on. I think a woman wearing a cute little, top with a bra and a little skirt with some high heels, right? And a guy wearing, a white tank top with a nice pair of tight jeans. I think that's far more sexier than seeing people naked.
I agree. I never understood what people thought was attractive about. I just think it's ugly.
I don't know. I think it's, it's gross. And that whole thread, I mean, if ladies, if you haven't read some of the sex threads on this website, you're missing out on a lot of laughs. Dana, we're out of time.
We are.
You have a good weekend. You going to go out on date night or anything?
No, because I don't really have a sitter. We're kind of waiting for our anniversaries coming up this month, so I'm going to get a sitter for then. But no, just trying to get things back in order still.
All right. Well, I'm going to go out with my husband, I think, tonight and have a few cocktails. And anyway, I'm going to try and calm myself down from my morning with the children and be a better mother. I always think it's my fault. Like, I'm not a good mother when things like this happen.
I don't know. You
Well,
know,
no, thanks a lot, Dana. That was your opportunity to say, no, darling, you're a great mom. All kids act like that.
well, no, it got me thinking because I think all of us as moms deal with that mommy guilt and, you know, we're not doing a good job. And a friend of mine told me one time, you know, God gives you the kids that you have because you're the perfect parent for those kids. So even when we blow it sometimes, you're still
No.
the best parent that
There are
you
a
can
lot of
be.
parents who suck. There are a lot of parents who beat their children, who are negligent of their children. I just wrote on the website, I mean, I went and brought Hannah to a play date a few weeks
I read
ago.
that.
The mother's
That's
house was
nasty.
corroded. The whole thing made me sick. I mean, that's bad parenting.
Yeah.
I think you need to give your children, I mean, you need to be respectful of the kids. You need to give them, structure, obviously education in the home, lots of love. And I think that there are a lot of parents out there who are not doing such a good job. I am obsessed with doing the best job possible. And anytime anything goes wrong, I think about it all day. I blame myself, and I have to get over that. I have to realize that it's normal for there to be sibling rivalry. It's normal for them to fight. But it's hard for me to cope with because I see all these loving children. I mean, are there loving children who don't fight with each other? Is it possible? Do your children fight with each other?
They do, but I'm very careful because I grew up in a household where my brother was really borderline abusive to me, and I just won't put up with it. I hate that
What do you
more
mean
than anything.
abusive to? Did he hit you?
My brother is like 7 years older than me, and he was real big into the, you know, worldwide wrestling stuff, and he put the smack down on me sometimes, and he was just a real jerk. It wasn't.
Oh, that's terrible. But you
Yeah,
see,
so.
now that's what I'm saying. When Connor is, now Hannah's only 3 years younger than him. When I see him fighting with her, or he'll hit her sometimes, or I cannot tolerate that.
No, I don't either. I fly off the handle.
I don't know what to do. I need my moms who have boys. I'm gonna have to write about this and get some advice. But I mean, I adore him. I don't want to feel like I'm yelling at him all the time. But he is the older one, and I think it's more of his responsibility.
I agree. I
I
agree.
agree. And we're over. I said I wanted to keep these podcasts for 15 minutes, but I can't keep my mouth shut. We know this, girls out there. I will talk to you on Monday. Dana, you have a great weekend.
You too.
And it's going to be gorgeous, I heard, around the country. It's going to be a nice weekend for everyone. So enjoy like the last hurrah before it really starts to get cold.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, take care, honey.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.